The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. Many days our Lord has a word of encouragement for us, or a word of comfort. Today, a word of warning. Be vigilant. Catechism tells us that vigilance means custody of the heart. It means being faithful in little things so that they do not become big things. And you know what that really means for us? It means we don't get to rest up in this life. He says, "Gird your loins and light your lamps." You know, in our Lord's time, they all wore long tunics, almost kind of like what I'm wearing here, which is great for a ceremony, but it's really impractical to try to get any work done. So they wrap that thing up and tie it around their waist. And this is what you call girding your loins. It was like our Lord's way of saying, roll up your sleeves, okay? This is gonna take some work. And light your lamps. I've seen these biblical era lamps that our Lord is talking about, and they're primitive. It's just a bowl full of oil with a wick floating in it, and if you don't constantly tend to that wick, the thing goes out. So it takes constant effort. And so too it is with us. Vigilance in small things prevents them from becoming big things. Custody of the heart. Things like being prompt to your work when you'd really rather put it off. Or holding your tongue when you'd really rather spout off. Or being cheerful when you really feel like moping. You say, "I don't feel like being cheerful." Well, fake it till you make it, all right? And do it for somebody else's sake. It means being faithful to Mass. This is the most important prayer you have. You want to come early to Mass and prepare your heart. This is how we're faithful in small things, and it prevents them from becoming big things. I hit a pothole when I was driving and realized that nobody took a pickaxe to the road to make that pothole. It happened by a little tiny trickle of water that got in there, and it became a great big problem. And so it is with our little negligences. I've had a surprising number of emergency calls this week, including 3 on Sunday. I thought there was a mistaken or a computer glitch or something. They just kept coming, including a woman who died in the middle of the afternoon on Sunday. And it reminded me of something that our catechism tells us about the sacrament of anointing of the sick. It says that your temptations will continue right up until your final hour. And the one who's vigilant at that last hour is going to be the one who's been vigilant all along. So let's take our words to heart right here today and remember that being faithful in small things is no small thing. St. John of Capistrano, pray for us.